Welcome to the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will speak with Sam Crooks. Sam grew up in the Eastern Townships and attended school here, and now he is living in London, England, pursuing his music career. In the second half hour today, I will talk with Mrs. Lise LaPointe from the Bowl Museum. Mrs. LaPointe will talk about the Christmas exhibit going on right now at the museum. And I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song by Sam Crooks, and the song is called After the Night. It's the title track from his album.
In the morning, early as I rise, last night's dread still heavy on my eyes. The task to lift it comes as no surprise. I just need to summon the will to materialize. To materialize. Tonight might be the night I make it right to realize. Each and every hour bad. each and every hour after the night. Each and every hour after the night.
Today on the show, we're reconnecting with a familiar name from right here in the Eastern Townships. Sam Crooks is a talented musician who grew up in our region and has since taken his craft across the ocean to London, England, where he now lives and continues to create, perform, and grow as an artist. From his early days playing local venues to the new musical landscape he's exploring overseas, Sam's journey is a wonderful example of how far hometown talent can go and how those Eastern Townships roots still shape his work. We're catching up with him ahead of his next chapter to talk about his music, his life in London, England, and what inspires him creatively these days. Sam Crooks joins us now. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Sam Crooks to the Townships at 12. Now, Sam grew up in the Eastern Townships in the Lennoxville area, I believe, and you're a musician, and now you are in London, so that is quite a switch from Lennoxville to London. You have one CD out. I'm not sure if you have more than one.
I have some stuff that's available on Spotify and streaming services only, one other EP that is of mine. But primarily I'm a session musician. So I play with lots of people on the London folk scene these days. That's really where I spend most of my time. I think the record that you have was just like a passion project for me that I did at the studio that I do most of the recording there. So the producer and owner of that studio, Gus White, is a good friend of mine. And I thought I would love to try my hand at putting some of my songs on record, and hired a band and did it there. Yeah.
Okay. That is interesting. How has your background coming from Lennoxville has shaped your sound and your songwriting?
Yeah, great question. So I was in Lennoxville from the age of sort of 2 until about 28 when I moved to London. I'm 37 now, so I've been in London almost 10 years. London, England, that is. And how did Lennoxville shape that sound? Well, I mean, you know, starting in my early sort of teen years, I got interested in playing bass, which my parents were very nicely supportive of, and did. I went to Alexander Galt Regional High School and formed a band with some of my friends. And from there, really just sort of fell in love with it. So when I went to Champlain, I did the creative arts degree there and was formally sort of doing singing lessons and in the choir, both the Bishops and the Champlain Choir, and taking singing lessons with Sarah Heath. I credit her actually with a lot of the good habits that I have as a singer now, and the love I have for sort of classical music really starts from that sort of place there. And then I did move to Montreal for about 3 years and was playing with a band sort of with a delightfully on the nose kind of name of the Lennox Villains. And that was a sort of prog rock band with two of my buddies from high school, and all throughout it. And actually that band was the musical backing band. So the musicals that George Rideout did from about 2006 until the last one that I did was probably 2016, I want to say, maybe 2017, actually, that might be. We were the backing band for most of those musicals as the Lennox Villains, but, you know, playing all kinds of stuff like Beatles music and Bob Dylan and Bob Marley. I was also the bass player for a long time in the Bishop's University Singers, which I look upon those times super fondly, you know, getting to be in a musical group with my dad, Jamie Crooks, who headed up that choir for a really long time. Yeah, I mean, just so many glorious experiences being a part of the Lennoxville and Bishop's, I guess, wider, you know, Bishop's University music community, and made a lot of really great connections there, which led me to go to Bishop's University in 2011 to 2014. And then from there, you know, working on some cruise ships and stuff. And then I wound up in London with my lovely partner, Mimi.
After the night of that's your CD, when was it released?
It was released in November of 2023. It was recorded earlier that year at the studio that I do a lot of the playing at now, which is based in Wiltshire near Andover, in England, so out in the countryside.
Now, what sorts of stories or emotions were you exploring when you wrote this?
Yeah, I guess a lot of those songs were written sort of during the COVID sort of period, so when everybody suddenly had a lot more free time. And I guess some of the emotions that I was going after was just trying to figure out what it is that I've got going on in my head. So there's a lot of, I guess the theme of the record is the night, and specifically like what comes after, you know, the night of despair, I suppose, which is a trying to deal with challenging emotions and trying to channel that through music. So the lyrics, the night, appear in most of the songs. So I was going for sort of a concept album in that kind of way. The other thing is I was very much into Beethoven and the late string quartets, and my favorite of those is Opus 131, which is his string quartet number 14, and it's got 7 movements in it, and there are 7 songs on this record. So I tried to map the songs alongside what I feel that sort of trajectory of that string quartet. Now it's pretty loose, but you know, the big movement of the string quartet is the 4th movement in that piece, and the big song Sundown is the 4th song in my record. There's a very short song that precedes that, sort of like a prelude type thing. So Lap's Prelude is the one that precedes that that song Sundown. Yeah, so I can't say there's necessarily all that much more thought into it. I'm not a prolific songwriter. Some of those songs had been kicking around for a while. Yeah, I just tried to sort of put together what I could into a record and then kind of crafted it towards those kinds of ideas, like lyrically and to the Beethoven thing.
Any songs that you feel are more personal to you? Songs where your roots or life experiences really come through?
Certainly the song After the Night, the title track, for me, that is kind of the progression throughout the day of, you know, dealing with sort of challenging emotions. So waking up and, you know, sort of being apprehensive of what might happen throughout the day, and the journey of kind of summoning up courage only to find that you're defeated once again, kind of thing, I guess, is the subject of that specific song. So the 3 verses, you know, it starts in the morning, and then there's an afternoon bit, and then the evening sort of is where the song takes a turn. So there's definitely that one. Maze, which is the first track on the record, is really about navigating complicated sort of emotions, specifically around what certain behaviors might make others think of you, and how to sort of deal with that, and how it can feel like you're just kind of walking around repeating the same behaviors and not knowing how to get out of that. I would say that the last song, so Someday, is the kind of hopeful ending of it. So, you know, having figured out certain things that sort of help me, so like exercise and getting outside and things that can sort of lead towards being a little bit more hopeful. And as I say, like a lot of the songs were written during the COVID period when things were quite complicated. So I think I was on that level.
How would you describe your musical style?
Yeah, so I mean, I love all kinds of music. I'm a double bass player, really, primarily. I do play all of the sort of rhythm guitar parts on this record. I think I'm really inspired by songwriters like Jackson Browne and Paul Simon and James Taylor. I also, you know, as I've mentioned, love classical music. I was listening to loads of it at that time, so trying to steal ideas and work them into a kind of pop, folk, rock kind of setting. I grew up loving progressive rock, so bands like Tool and Rush and System of a Down and things like that are really close to me. So I think it probably comes out pretty close to Jackson Browne style, 70s kind of rock, folk type of stuff.
Tell us about your songwriting process. How do you start, with a melody, a lyric, a mood, or?
Almost always it'll start with some kind of, you know, all this record was driven by little guitar parts that I sort of put together. So little riffs or little chord progressions that I liked. And then the lyrical stuff comes to me a lot quicker and almost always sort of at the end. So when I get the feeling of how the song is going to get put together and I've got a, you know, a verse and a chorus and maybe a bridge, almost always the music is formed first and foremost. And then the lyrics will come later when I have a sense of what the song's musical quality is sort of giving me.
Now, you do play multiple instruments. How do you decide what instruments fit a song best?
Yeah, interesting. So this record was all recorded, almost all of it live, with very few sort of overdubs. So the main overdub being me playing bass after the sort of bedrock of tracks were put down. So I got a really excellent band of some buddies of mine together. So Alex and Lloyd Haynes, who are prolific London musicians and studio owners and producers in their own right, whom I met at the studio that Gus owns. And so I got those guys in for drums and guitar. And then I had my buddy Ollie Jones on keys. And we did it virtually all live with us playing. So the instrumentation is exactly that on all of the songs on the record. I think I've got some more songs that I will definitely be doing at some point when I can get the time. And I think that'll be a little bit of a different approach, as you say, trying to choose instrumentation that maybe fits the songs. But this was really going for like a band vibe throughout the record.
Now, do you consider yourself an international musician, a Canadian musician a bit?
I certainly consider myself a Canadian musician. I would also consider myself a Londoner. At this point, I love the city and it's been really, really great to me. And all of my musician friends over here are just amazing. So I guess in that sense, I am international. I think my identity is definitely a Canadian and more specifically as a townshipper. But yeah, 10 years in London, I certainly feel like a Londoner now. I mean, I never thought I would be watching and following soccer or football, as they call it over here, as closely as I do now. But that is something that has worked its way into my being.
What's the connection you'd like to build with listeners, both those from the Eastern Townships or from Quebec and newer fans abroad?
Good question. As I say, I'm mostly a studio and session musician. So I spend a lot of my time working on other people's projects, playing bass, playing some mandolin and, you know, backing vocals and stuff. So that's really where my heart is. I think in terms of like my own music, I just want people to be aware of the London folk scene that I'm on now, which is being referred to as the third wave of British folk. And together we're probably about at least 30 people. And I play with, I'm going to say, about 10 of them as, you know, artists in their own right. Specifically, I would love for people to be more aware of the artists who are making insanely good music over here. So if I rattle off a few names for listeners to check out where I've played on their records that are all available everywhere: Phil McGuire, Rob Quo, Pearl Fish, Bozard, Gus White, who's the studio owner, but also a musician in his own right. And he's just hit the folk charts in Britain with his latest release that I played on, played some bass on. And Lou Cannon is fantastic. We're going to be doing some recording with her next month. Minna Kerr, who is another wonderful songwriter, who's released an album earlier this year. We're doing some more recording with her in January. Bozard and Pearl both have records coming out that I played on. I think that's the connection, is to try to get people listening to this group of musicians who are not only writing amazing, amazing music, but it's really powerful too.
Any themes or messages you hope people take away after listening to your CD After the Night?
I think life is hard sometimes, but it's all about your attitude towards it. And I think really paying attention to how you're living your life and to constantly strive towards improvement, I think, is the central sort of message across the record. And I think it's well, it's certainly been important for me. So that's what I would say.
Looking ahead, are you working on some new music or planning any concerts and collaborations?
In terms of my own music, I have been for the last year really, really into playing mandolin. And that's probably going to be the center of the next musical recording that I make. I'm really enjoying sort of getting into playing Irish traditional music and bluegrass and, you know, trying to step into a more melodic kind of role as a musician rather than playing rhythm guitar or bass and trying to work in songwriting to that. So I've got a bunch of stuff that is just kind of kicking around that I need to now start crafting into things. In terms of collaborations, those people that I've mentioned, loads of gigs going on with all of those folks. So I'll be and lots of projects and recording sessions coming up in the new year.
Now, for people who'd like to hear some of your music, you mentioned Spotify. Anywhere else?
Yeah, it's available everywhere. I think in general, when you put music up onto streaming services, you use a distributor and it just goes, it's widely available. So, you know, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, all the platforms, they're there.
For young musicians from smaller communities, possibly from the townships or rural Quebec, what advice would you give them about building a music career?
Yeah, I think what's got to come first is you have to have a love for playing. That's the most important thing for me. Don't worry too much about, you know, what you're going to turn it into or putting too much pressure on yourself to get plays or streams or worrying about the business side of that. I think, like Bill Evans said, if you take care of the music, good things will happen. So for me, it's always been about if I'm playing music, if I'm behind the bass or if I'm singing or if I'm playing guitar, I'm in my happy place. So I think as long as you work towards getting into that frame of mind, I think only good things can happen. And just put yourself out there and connect with people. It's all about community. That's been really powerful for me.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Sam?
No, I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me on here, Maureen. And yeah, it's just been lovely to speak to you.
It's been great to speak to you too. We've been speaking with Sam Crooks. He's a musician. He grew up in the townships and now you live in London. So definitely check out his music. Check out his CD on Spotify. And we wish you all the best. Thanks again.
All right. Bye. Thank you very much.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. There will be a Christmas carol service coming up on Sunday, December 14th, 10 a.m. at the United Church in Lennoxville, located at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. A service of music, Christmas carols, and readings, followed by a reception. Everyone is welcome. Saturday, December 20th at 5 p.m., there is a festive feast hosted by the Unitarians and Universalists at the UUS Tree Church on Main Street in North Hatley. Free festive meal. Doors open at 5 p.m. Meal is served at 5:30 p.m. Kids concert to follow. If you wish to bring a dish, please private message Melanie McRae. Everyone is welcome. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, there's a dance coming up at 8 p.m. on December 20th. The band is Slightly Haggard. It's $10 admission with a toy, and without a toy, it's $15 admission. 18 years and over are all welcome. There's a New Year's Eve party from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the ANAF Hut over on St. Francis Street. You must be 18 years and over. New Year's Eve dance with Sid Aulis on December 31st, 7 p.m. until closing. More details to come. Again, you must be 18 years and over. The next meeting for the Hut will be Saturday, January 24th at 1 p.m. Elections for executive and directors the same day. Are you interested in stepping up? Let the election committee of Keith and Gary know. The Hugs campaign, Mental Health S3, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Sam Crooks, musician, former townshipper, and now living in London, England, focusing on his music career. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will speak with Mrs. Lapointe from the Bolne Museum about their latest exhibit for the Christmas season. We will close out the first half hour with Sam Crooks, and the song is called Maze. It's off his album called After the Night.
What does that say about me if I can't simply let it go? Does it show? Does it show? My mind moves on without me. Still, there's something I'd like to know. Where does it go? Does it show that my words run circles around me, and they seem to be drawn out so slow, made of snow? Does it show? Round the bend between the walls, in the maze of my foe, I reap what I sow. Does it show? To get to an end, to hear the call, in the days of I don't know, does it show? I don't know. How do I let you know? Set the walls ablaze. In the maze I get turned around by silent sounds, things I haven't found. In the maze that I walk tonight, if I relax for a second, I might never find the place to alight. And so what does that say about
what
me?
What does that say?
If no one else is to know, give them a show.
Give them a show.
Made of give way to those certain things about me, and I melt the maze, my foe. Watch it snow.